This is the Paul Gough Audio Experience. Whether you call yourself a PT, a physical therapist, or a physiotherapist, and wherever you're listening to this right now, this is for you. It is me revealing everything I can to help make you a more successful business owner. Thanks for listening. It means the absolute world to me. The success of all of your businesses, if it's true for mine, it's absolutely true for yours. The success of all of your businesses is going to be people and team. And the emphasis that you can put on recruitment. Anybody in Sherpa, you'll start to see some of the Tuesday calls will be about marketing for people, how to update your LinkedIn profile, how to use your social media and your marketing, your emails, your positioning, how to get reviews from your team. Can we get you on Wikipedia? Can we give you an edge over another business where they look at you and say, I want to go work for him or for her. I might not get as much money, but it looks like I'm going to be happier. People will do it. Question for you. Is now a good time to start thinking bigger? Anybody know? Anybody disagree? Is now a good time to start thinking bigger? I think it is. I think it's always a good time to start thinking bigger, wherever you're starting from. Many people look at what is happening in my world, right? And I want to show you this. And really just to inspire more than anything. So at the center of it now is a guy who started with a physio clinic. There's a guy at the back of the room. Pick his brains tonight. Peter, just give a little wave. Peter's my head of security. No, he's not. We've nicknamed him Kevin Costner. We're looking for a way to put him on the expenses so that we could put it through the business. So he's head of security this weekend, if anybody asks, right? But Peter's got a great story with me, and he's watched this for, when did we meet? 28 hours? So about 12 years. Peter was the guy that helped me build my first clinics. He was the joiner, the tradesman, the carpenter, you might call it. He was the guy who did everything. Brought in his family, brought in his kids to help with plaster and painting. When I started my businesses, Peter was the man that was there when I was a solo guy, probably with Vicky. He's watched this whole thing for 12 years. I started down there. It probably wasn't even Paul Gough Physio Rooms. It was just Paul Gough. It was just me. So over the next decade, that's the universe that I've built. You look at what's going on now. I've got a property company, as many of you know, with a management team running that. I've got Private Practice CFO now, which is officially launched, with Sophie and Lee running that. I've got Private Practice Marketing, where Tiffany is in charge of that. I've got Paul Gough Physio Rooms that Kayla's running. Paul Gough Media that I essentially run. I'm still in charge of that, GM, CEO, whatever you want to call it. And I've got We Love Renters. There's enough properties to start my own property rental company. So I've got a management team who run that. I probably didn't have any idea that I was going to do all of this, and if I'm honest. If 10 years ago me and Peter were having a beer one night, there was no way that I could have predicted this. But I did always think big. And I always knew that something else was out there, and I knew that something else was possible. And I knew that if I did the right thing and I believed in myself and I got the right coaches and I hung around with the right people and I didn't make any stupid mistakes and I pretty much dedicated my life to doing as I was told, I had a chance of something. And every time I got one of these pieces in the jigsaw, I never really rested on the laurel, if you like, of, well, I've cracked it now, because I don't believe there's anything to crack. I think it'd be a pretty sad day when it's cracked. And I don't really buy into the idea of retirement, and I don't really buy into the idea of an end goal, and I don't necessarily even buy into an idea. We have our own outsourced CFO, Glenn, who's listening on the call, who works with Lee. And we were talking yesterday about where we might put money and invest in various things, and I was like, guys, you're all forgetting one thing. There might be a better investment somewhere, but none of you have had the conversation about what I want to give up to get that. And I don't necessarily want to go after more money if it's meaning I don't get to spend time with the kids on a morning, or I have to start flying around to various places for something that might play out. But it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm not thinking bigger. I'm always thinking, if I just double down on all of these businesses that I've got and they're successful, I absolutely believe something else comes your way. Just an opportunity will come your way. Not necessarily one that's left field, but probably within the thing that you're already doing really, really well. And it'll appear. I have no doubt that all of you are getting opportunities to do things. And all weekend you're going to hear ideas. You're going to talk to people tonight at the bar about things that they're doing that you potentially could do. But the problem will be you won't be able to do it because you haven't got the most important thing to build a universe, which is what? People. People. It's not time, it's people. It's not time. Time. We've all got the same time. I appear to have more of it because I've got more people. I buy time. Every time I hire somebody, I'm buying time. And every time I buy time, I get a chance to think bigger. And sometimes some of you can't get to the point of thinking bigger because you're still doing shit you should have got rid of 5 years ago. Why? That's up to you to figure that out. The belief, maybe, that only you can do it. The belief that if it goes wrong, you won't be able to live without somebody giving you a high five or somebody telling you how good your business is. If it goes wrong, who gives a shit? It's in pursuit of something much, much bigger. And if at every point on this journey, I'd have stopped, right? Even back to the day when Peter was around, the first big decision was the courage to go, I'm not going to be a physio anymore. I'm stepping out of this. And if I lose a few patients, so be it. We were talking about this a couple of nights ago. He might remember, he'd had a few glasses of wine at this point. But what you don't see when somebody like me makes that decision, right? So I show you this universe now, and you go, fuck, that's amazing, right? This is unbelievable. But it all started probably with one or two big decisions. The first one was to quit my full-time job in soccer. Done, right? You've all done that. We're all in the game. The second one was to start thinking of myself as a marketer. And the biggest one, or a company that would be heavily involved in getting PR, marketing, running a website, and getting various things going. This is back in 2007, right? And I remember telling one of my friends at university I had a website, and they were like, what the fuck? Right? Think back to 2007. Having a website was like, wow, like you've cracked it if you've got your own website, right? So I was probably one of the first to start thinking like this. I had videos going out on YouTube channels, 2006, 2007. So I was thinking of myself as a marketer, but in the physio business, the biggest shift was when I said, I'm done, I'm out. I've got to stop being all things to all people, and I've just got to figure out what my lane is and get in that lane. And the belief that you have to have when you walk away from treating patients, the belief is in the end what's going to get you through. You can have all the strategies in the world, and I can give you all of the tactics and all of the say this on the phone, but if you don't have that underlying belief, that's the bit that's going to stop you from this. There's not much more to it. And this was the conversation I had with him. I'm adamant. That's the only thing I figured out a few years back. I've got a little bit of self-belief, and I figured out how to harness it. And from that, all of a sudden, new opportunities, new challenges, new things started coming my way. And then I figured out I had a bit more self-belief, and I probably could get over that big decision. And I could take a risk on moving across to another country, starting another business from another country. But everything goes back to the self-belief. And everything went back to going, I'm out. I'm done. I believe I can do something else. I believe I'm capable of significantly more than being a PT. Now, if that's what you want to do, cool. But if you want to think bigger and build your own universe, Jennifer hit the nail on the head. You haven't got time. But the reason you haven't got time is because you haven't hired people. So I put this slide on the board for you next. What's the key to building your own universe? Hire good people, drive accountability and managerial responsibility as far down into the business as possible. And then get the fuck out of the way. Stop meddling. Let them fucking get on. Give them a plan. Here's what I need you to do. There's the targets. There's the resources. There's the money. There's the training. There's my phone number. I'm here when you need me. We'll check in every week or every couple of weeks. But get out of the way. Now that takes belief again. Because it's a little bit fearful hiring somebody to come in and run the baby. Is it? Is it a little bit not ideal when somebody comes in and, well, what if they get access to this and what if they see that and, you know, what if they have the credit card machine or the credit cards, whatever, right? What about if they don't treat the patients as well as you do? Well, newsflash, they're never going to. They might actually do it better. You know why they'll do it better? Because they've got more time than you. And if I've hired right, and I know what I'm looking for, and this person's done the job before, it's inconceivable to think that these people can't treat you better than I can now. They've got more time for you. I've still got the time, but if it's one person trying to talk to 150, well, not many people are going to be happy. But if there's 13 people want to give you some love this weekend, they can make you feel probably significantly better than I could if it was just me. Now, I can have a huge fucking ego and stand here and go, it's only me. Or I can go, actually, I've brought these for you. Go have some fun. Staff yesterday, all about you guys. The connection, the relationship, make sure everybody leaves here feeling special. That's what we want. But I can't do that on my own. So you've got to get to the point of hiring good people. Accountability is the best word ever in my life, in your life. Lee asked me the other day, why do you keep hiring coaches? I said, because my success in the end is going to get in the way. My ego will get in the way. And the reason I've been successful is the reason I'll fuck it up. I challenged somebody in CEO recently who is a little stuck. making $250,000 a year profit and a little stuck and has now got a scratch looking for an itch. I'm like, this is going to go south. You're going to fuck this up. You're doing so well, you are going to fuck this up. And the immediate response from this person was, I warned, I'm aware of it. And I said, that's why people die in cars without seatbelts on, because they think they're just going around the corner so they don't need to put a seatbelt on. I won't put my seatbelt on, we're only going around the corner. Bang. It's the most stupid thing to think. The minute you think you're not going to fuck it up is the reason you will. So the journey that you've got to go on is A, figure all of this shit out when it's trying to kid you. But the more accountability that you can get in your life, the better. Accountability is a call with Simon. I've had coaches for 5, 6, 7 years. And I promise you, if I brought any of them in this room, I would probably win the award for the most coachable. Primarily because I do a very simple thing, like 24 hours before a call, send an email to say, this is what I want to talk about tomorrow. That's it. I'm accountable to that person. And because I'm accountable to somebody who I respect, who probably knows a little bit more than I do about whatever it is I want to talk about, even if he doesn't, it's just a conversation and we thrash it out. And sometimes I come up with my own answers, but I needed the 60-minute conversation to do it. So anytime as a business owner you start running from accountability, you're in trouble. And really what you buy with these types of businesses or these types of coaching or me or Simon or CEO or whatever it is you're involved in, you're buying accountability. And that in the end is going to stop you. Or that's the thing that's going to drive you on. How do we get managerial responsibility? Many of you now are at that point with ops managers, marketing managers, finance managers, whatever it is you need. These people are going to be the reason that you're able to step back from a day-to-day business or you'll stay stuck in it. And your ability to hire them, know what you need them to do, manage them, coach them, guide them over a 12, 18, 24-month period of time will be the reason that you can step back from the day-to-day or it will be a grind.
Thank you for listening to Paul Gough's audio experience. If you're brand new to Paul's world, head on over to paulsmarketingbook.com where you can get started with his number one best-selling marketing book for physical therapists. Or if you've been listening to the show for a while, you like what you hear and you think that you could benefit from this type of help to accelerate the growth and profitability of your practice, reach out to Paul's team at paul@paulgough.com and tell us exactly what you're looking for. And by the way, if you know someone who would benefit from today's show, please share it with them. And if you've got any questions that you want answered, tweet Paul at the Paul Gough using the hashtag AskPG. You can also find all of these details over in today's show notes. All right, until next time, have a wonderful day.